Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. And welcome to the first week in our Pride theme month, and what better way to start it out than with the criminally underrated Saving Face. Saving Face is a 2004 romantic comedy film written and directed by Alice Wu. It stars Michelle Krusiek, Joan Chen, and Lin Chen. It tells the story of Will, played by Krusiek, a successful surgeon living in New York City. However, she deals with the struggles of being a closeted lesbian so as to not bring shame upon her widowed mother, Hui Lan, played by Joan Chen, as well as the rest of her family. But everything changes when she meets Vivian, an aspiring dancer who quickly falls for Will and wants to make their relationship official by telling Will's mother. But things get worse for Will as her mother has become pregnant out of wedlock, thus being shunned by her father, and forcing her to move in with Will, much to her dismay. So, in order for Will to live a life with Vivian, she first has to set her mother up with someone to marry her and take care of the baby. It should be noted that this is the directorial debut for Alice Wu, and she's only directed one other film since, but oh man, this film is really good. For one, it's a sweet romance movie that shows how beautiful and challenging love can be, and on the other hand, it's a very compelling story in the lives of a lesbian couple, as well as questioning the stereotypes a mainstream audience will have on a Chinese family. Wu was able to incorporate many Asian stereotypes throughout the film, including Will being in the model minority, her mother being fastidious and meddling, and the elders of their Chinese community, mainly Will's grandfather, being a practitioner of tradition and very delicate on his reputation. That's why he kicked Hui Lan out when she revealed she was pregnant. Wu takes these stereotypes and doesn't make fun of them, but rather uses them in ironic moments to question them, showing the negative aspects of an ideology, as well as making it all funny. And the reputation part is probably the most important part of them all. Hui Lan is, throughout the film, trying to gain her reputation back so she'll be welcomed back into the community and gain the respect of her father, even though it negatively affects her by forcing herself to marry someone she doesn't love, as well as affecting Will when she sets her up with men despite knowing she is gay before Will can come out to her. And it's all because she grew up on the idea that being in a gay relationship is bad for one's educational and financial status. But it's all mainly because it'll cause her to lose more of her reputation in the community than she's already lost. And yet despite all of that, Hui Lan is the first person to break those norms by roaming the city on her own, free of any judgment from others as she's pregnant. And the actions that she takes when she roams the city allow her to open up to the audience and show that she can be adaptive to a new norm as well. And that battle between traditional norms and new norms comes to a head by the ending of the film, and thus shows to the audience that traditional communities and families can transform into accepting new ones, and it can be a beautiful and happy moment. Saving Face opened in only 56 theaters throughout the US and made just a little over $1 million at the box office, thus making it a flop, despite several critics across the country praising the film. However, it has since become a cult classic in the sense that it has a devoted fan base and is shown at not only LGBTQ film festivals, but also Asian film festivals, thus showing the staying power of the film as we approach 20 years since its release. Saving Face doesn't show up on streaming services a lot. In fact, I've been trying to watch it for months, but it's currently available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can also find it to buy and rent on iTunes, or you can find the DVD online or at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.